I suppose the most important thing is that the public understands what this actually means. I mean, the Nature Restoration Law means land base in Ireland, 20% by 2030, will have to be returned to its original state, you know, that it was maybe 50, 60 years ago by that date. Now, currently, a lot of public land will be used to do that. It will be voluntary, we've been told, for farmers. We do know there will be incentives there. We also know that the EU has stated there will be no funding, so we need to know where this funding is coming for, and we need specifics. Like, there's going to be a vacuum there of information, and that's going to create a lot of concern for farmers. So that would be my first thing. The second thing, obviously, I probably should have started with it. It has many, many good benefits. I'm not trying to say for one second there aren't areas within the law that will improve things. We are in an ecological crisis. People are aware of that. Our water quality and all the other variables that come along with that crisis needs to be addressed. And rightly or wrongly, I mean, agriculture national policy for the last 40 years has kind of contributed to that. So I think agriculture does need to play a part, you know, that we have a moral duty to do that, to kind of correct it. But equally, agriculture and farmers, especially the small farmers, they can't be the fall guy.
So for you, because we've heard a lot from both sides regarding the situation, do you see it as kind of the pros outweigh the cons, perhaps?
Well, it's a very nuanced argument. I mean, the pros and the cons for who? I mean, like farming in this part of the world, it's very high nature value farming for the most part. Now, so one area I would have concerns over. So going back to what I said already, 2030, 20% of the land, and it will be voluntary, and state land will be used, or most public land. So that won't come into effect. But after 2030, between 2030 and 2050, and this is when it is concerning, 90% of your Annex 1 lands, they will need to be returned or restored, should I say, to their original form. And that will mean private land will have to come underneath that. So I'm talking about, you know, farmers that would have peak land that was, you know, drained to produce production. If that is going to come into this re-wetting, which people get so concerned about, we need to have information on it and how it's going to be paid for. Because farmers can't, as I said already, be the fall guy here. It will end up destroying rural economies in the long term. And I'm talking about 20, 30 years down the line. We just need information, and we need it soon.